What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Culture Shock. It's episode 2. It's going to be releasing next Monday. And thank you, I guess. Thank you all and everybody who supported the last episode and shared it and liked it. We appreciate that. It's going to be releasing on Monday. So this is technically the Thanksgiving podcast special. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, cool. Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Turkey Day.
Love me some Thanksgiving food.
Turkey, though? You guys like turkey?
No.
Trash.
His dad makes some mean fried turkey, though. And I do not like
turkey. I've never had fried turkey.
You want me to bring you some?
It sounds good, yeah.
I'll bring you some.
I don't like turkey, and it was good.
It's like, dude, it's basically chicken, but just turkey. Yeah,
your dad better be watching these.
Because turkey's dry, so it's like nasty. But fried turkey, I mean, that sounds good.
It's all about
the ham.
Ham is my favorite.
Ham is the best. Yeah,
I like mashed potatoes.
And, you know, like Thanksgiving, I feel like it's the only time like my family eats like not Mexican food.
I was gonna say that.
You know, yeah. So I'm like always looking forward to it. And usually it's my Nina that hosts, and she gets down.
Oh no, but bomb. My family usually still made Mexican food, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think my mom would make like a ham.
Yeah. That's it, though.
But, like, pozole.
Yeah.
Tamales. She would make the ham for us, but now going to, like, Daniel's family, they do, like, a whole, like, Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, so does Soraya's family.
Yeah.
Just that day, though.
Yeah.
It's the only time we eat, like, non-Mexican food.
I don't know, but Christmas, my mom makes, basically a Thanksgiving meal.
Bomb.
On my mom's side. I mean, not only my mom's side, but we go to my grandpa's and he makes like pozole and tamales and all that. And
yeah, I feel like a lot of people do that.
Pozole and tamales is okay.
He said the first house he goes to, his who did you say?
Your grandpa? A little.
Are we arguing today? Is that what's going on?
No, bro. She just stared at me like.
Are we arguing?
What are you talking about, bro?
I'll stop touching the microphone. Here's a good little topic for you guys that I had found online. So, Texas high school removes bathroom doors due to safety concerns.
Wait, just for guys' restrooms?
I don't know. They didn't specify. But I did read into it a little bit, and it was more so like to try to solve the vaping issue.
Pause. Can I tell a story that has to do with bathroom doors?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so when I was like in elementary school, there was the bathroom stalls. They didn't have a lock. You just had to slam it and like your friend would stand in front of it so no one would come in, right?
All of them?
No, just like the one by our classroom. There was only like two stalls and they were both broken. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm super pregnant. And so I went pee, and while I was peeing, the door swung open, okay? So obviously I was like embarrassed, but whatever. I finished peeing, and then my friend goes in. Tell me why the door falls off when she's on the toilet.
Are you serious?
The door just falls off while she's on the toilet. And yeah, like, we were little, and so she was, like, just crying, and I was like, dude, like, no one's looking, just wipe, let's go.
Oh my God. How old
were you?
I think I was, like, in second grade.
I've had a bathroom door incident before, too. I remember I was at work, I was just sitting there like this, taking a fat old dookie, right? I was sitting there just right on my phone and everything, and the door just creaks open, bro, and I'm sitting there. I didn't know how long it was open for, bro. I heard people coming in and out. I didn't know if somebody would like walked in and saw me on my phone like this, just looking down, just and scrolling just through. Yeah, and they just awkwardly stepped back and everything.
I looked up
and I was like, oh shit. And I just got up. And
you
just
didn't
see
that it was open?
No, I thought I locked
down
it.
In his phone.
I thought I locked it. Yeah, oh, I was looking down on my phone, taking a dookie, and then it just opened on me.
I'm so paranoid about the bathroom stall doors. Like, I'll lock it and then I'm like,
You gotta shake it, make sure it doesn't slip open.
Yeah, I'm like, no one's breaking
Wait,
into
that,
here.
Like, I don't know for guys, because I feel like usually there's not little kids in guy bathrooms, but have you ever had, like, a little kid, like, this has happened to me in Target.
Sneak under the stall?
Yes.
You've had that?
Yes, like, twice. I'm peeing.
Their mother.
Exactly. I'm like, can you get your Jaden Aiden kid out of here?
Your silver tooth kid?
Yeah, that's silver tooth activities for sure. What do you do, though? You just kind of give
him
the foot?
No, I'm just like, no. I don't want to kick him. Like, he was little. I kind of just, like, covered myself, and I was like, what the fuck do I do?
I mean, you don't got to kick him. Just, you know.
Well, and then the mom was like, push. Oh, my God, and pulls his foot. And I'm like, girl, you're a little late.
I'd be like, get out of here, bro.
If I was, like, in the middle stall, I would have grabbed him and slid him to the next one. Pass the kid.
Hey, the bathroom floors at the bathrooms at Target, they're like not clean most of the time. Huh?
Yeah, Target's like a upfront aesthetic store. Behind the scenes, it's all Walmart. Nasty. Yeah.
Behind the scenes, Walmart. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Walmart restrooms are better than Target.
Wait, who has the cleanest restrooms?
Damn.
Like store?
Anything. I mean, not a house though.
That's kind of hard. I don't know. If it's like a grocery store or like a Walmart thing, no. That's out of it for sure. That's out of it for sure.
Or like all the supermarkets.
Supermarkets, no. Their supermarket restrooms are like in the back behind like the butcher area.
Yeah.
You gotta like walk through the curtains, like the bloody curtains, and then it's like a one bathroom right there.
What supermarket are you going to, dude?
Superior.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I would say I went to this one nail salon and the restroom was pretty nice.
I feel like restaurants that are like higher end.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, really, really clean. Really
like
nice.
Yard House or something.
Even with towel holders.
Oh, yeah. The Malibu Cafe.
Nah.
Those restrooms are
really nice.
I haven't gone to one.
Restrooms that have a dude there that just holds a towel and never talks.
Gosh. Yeah. Remember when we went to Orange Hill Restaurant?
Yeah.
There were people in the restroom just holding a towel right there waiting for us to get out and give us a towel and everything.
That's how the clubs in Vegas
are. I felt bougie.
I wonder if anything weird, like, those guys got stories for sure.
Yeah,
the guys that stand there.
Yeah.
Come on the show. If you're one of those dudes that stands in the bathroom,
DM us.
We got a spot right here.
I don't know if they still do this, but you know the Panchoillas in Fontana?
Yeah.
Well, that was my first job. And there used to be a guy on weekends that would come with, like, a duffel bag, and he would sell stuff in the men's bathroom, like chocolates and gum and, like, condoms and stuff. I don't know if they still do that, but I'm like, bro, you're a Panchoillas. Like,
there was there's always people that sell stuff at Tacos Jalisco.
Oh, that dude, huh?
There was like a CDs? Dude. Yeah, there's a guy that used to sell like...
I don't see him there anymore.
No, he's not there anymore.
And
then it was a lady for some point.
I would always feel so bad for that dude. I don't know why. I would just feel so bad.
I feel like people bought a lot, though.
You think so? He would just bust the tables. But I mean, now like nobody buys CDs and that's all he would
sell.
That's true.
I think I saw him like a couple months ago, but I haven't seen him since.
My mom bought us Finding Dory 2. Was that one, right? And yeah, he told her it was like in English or whatever, and it was not in English.
Have you guys seen that meme where it's like a guy, this was back when like the Hunger Games came out, and he was like, oh, I just bought this Hunger Games bootleg from the... like Ayahonas in LA or whatever. And he's like, I'm never going to buy this again. And then he posted the video of what it was. And it was just a dude eating a cup of noodles.
Oh my God. I think I've seen that.
And then he's like, this is the real Hunger Games.
Speaking of that,
I took Daniel to the Santee Alley, to Los Callejones, and he loved it.
It's fun there.
Was it your first time going?
Cool. Yeah, over there. Yeah.
You got to find the guys that are like hidden like over there. Yeah. And then they start offering you like Rolexes and shit.
No, they're everywhere now. Have you guys been?
Not in a long
time. They're everywhere. Huh?
What?
The guys that are like, oh, like Louis Vuitton bags, Gucci belts.
Oh,
like,
yeah. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is I cannot escape the guys that clean your shoes. At the mall.
Yeah.
You ever been to the mall? Like, hey, yo, boss. Let me clean your shoes.
I'm wearing sandals. Hey, yo,
you with the
sir.
Vans.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, yo, white Vans right here. She be walking by and she... No, because we're talking about Santee Alley. They were over there at Santee Alley,
oh,
too.
Oh, they are at Santee
I can't
Alley.
Stand the guys that clean their shoes. But, like, I get it, though, because that's, like, their hustle, you know?
Yeah, they're just
like,
trying to make money.
They gotta, yeah, they're going to try to sell you a product. Yeah.
One time, Daniel almost fought one at Ontario bro, Mill.
Man, that's, like, my... I almost fought one, like three times, bro. I was with my friends. And they were like, hey, yo, let me clean your shoes. Nah, bro, I'm good. I just bought them. They're brand new. And he's like, what'd you say? He's like, I just bought them. They're brand new. And bro just started squaring up and everything. And my friend just walked away, like, as he's just trying to turn up on him. It was crazy.
Damn, he just got mad because they were new?
Yeah, bro. I mean, I don't know.
I bought, like, the, like, kit from those guys before, too.
Does it work?
And yeah, I mean, like, it cleans your shoes, but, like, so will majority of...
So will baking soda.
Yeah, like majority of, like, home cleaning products will clean them. But I bought it once just because they cleaned my shoes, you know, whatever. And it lasted, like, a long time. My thing is that, like, I'm not cleaning my shoes every single day.
Yeah.
So, like, we live a couple minutes, you know, from the local mall around here. So, if we were like, oh, let's go to the mall real quick, get whatever, like... I'm not like, oh, wait, let me clean my shoes in case the guy tries to catch me, you know? Like, I'm going to show up with some dirty shoes, but, like, Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be wearing Crocs to the mall now.
They just Crocs, ask bro. To clean the Crocs. Yeah,
do bro. They?
Yes. Yeah, bro.
Will they clean sandals?
They're scrubbing your toes.
I know. I hope not. Scrubbing
I'm gonna just start push. Taking my shoes off when I'm gonna when I see them in the distance. Just I'm like, oh, shit.
Walk in socks. You're like, I scrub socks now.
Bro, I usually I'm on the other side of her. I'm just like, oh shit, baby, come here. I gotta stand but on the
like,
other side.
But like the stores that they're always in front of, I always want to go in them.
Shoe oh
stores.
My god,
they're always right there by shoe stores. So I mean,
yeah they're right outside right? the shoe stores.
Or by Bath and Body Works. There's some of the Bath and Body Works all the time too.
Mm-hmm. You know, clean. Try to be clean. But yeah, I can't get away from them.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I can't get away from.
There. Wait, so what do you guys think about the
I know I was gonna say we totally
the, oh yeah. I know we shifted off that
the Texas high school removing the doors.
Honestly, bro, I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I think it is a big I think it's a big deal for people that are like self-conscious. Canceled. Or what are you talking about?
Tino's trying to poop with the door on,
dude. It's like what I've
already
seen.
Did it once.
Well, what about like, okay, I'm assuming this is applicable to both boys and girls, right? What think about girls like that are on their periods.
That's the first thing I thought about. Yeah, because I was like, if you're, you know, trying to take care of your business as a female in there, like, I mean, you got a 3 stalls in a row, like, and you're obviously going to, like, if you're going in, you know, girls don't have urinal and stall. So they're going in, like, checking to see what stall.
Yeah.
And you just see a girl right there, you know, like, halfway through taking care of her business.
Yeah.
I think it's because
when I was in high school, we didn't have a restroom
door. Don't tell me you didn't have
stall.
Doors, bro.
We didn't have a restroom door stall in the locker room restroom, bro.
That's the locker room restroom, though.
Okay, yeah. Then it's like. Almost like the same thing because there's a bunch of dudes in there that could just easily walk in on you.
But
just
what
take
about
it
when
dump,
you need
to
poop?
I mean?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but there's a different dynamic in the locker room, though.
I guess
you
so.
Know.
I guess
but
so.
Like, I'm not feeling the same way in a public bathroom than in the locker. Yeah.
Okay,
I was gonna say though, like even for girls, like when I go to the restroom, I check like, and I get so like. Creeped out and awkward when there's like a little space between the door and a crack, and it's like, oh my gosh, what if they can see me? So,
bro, when I'm at work, somebody be tying toilet paper onto the crack, bro, so it's no one can look in. Yeah, no one can look in. So just 2 toilet papers on the door, just sitting right there. I mean, I don't really mind it, bro. If I'm taking a dump, I'm taking a dump.
Right? Yeah. Daniel's built different.
You know who has the cleanest restrooms now that I just thought about it? Mm. Home Depot.
Do they? I don't even know they have restrooms.
I think
so.
Yeah. I just thought about it because of what you said with the toilet paper. But on their doors, they have like a little screwed in like
a black
like
flap,
a plastic huh? thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I feel like this is weird. There's a lot of follow-up questions. Like, is there going to be a curtain? Is this only for boys' restroom?
I mean, yeah. The thing about it is that... If you're going to have a curtain, like, how does that... Okay, if you have a door, then, like, they're saying, like, for the vaping or whatever, right? Like, all the kids at school with the pens, like, nowadays is, like, a big issue, I guess. So, if you remove the door, like, what? It's so that you can walk in and you catch them halfway vaping?
That's weird.
That's super weird. Because, like, are you just going to follow... people in the bathroom every time that you see someone? And it was the principal that ordered this, so like, or is she gonna tell the securities to, you know, hey, follow them into the restroom, see what they're doing? And then you, let's say you add a curtain, then what? Like, you get to open the curtain when you think that something is suspicious? Or
so like, this is mainly for vaping and smoking and everything?
That was their main, like, concern or reason behind why they're removing the door.
But I feel like there's other ways you can counter that.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Like, security checks, like, in high schools. Because I know some high schools actually do security checks. They have those big scanners, like, at the airports and everything. Scan you down with the little arm thing and everything,
they
right?
They do, like, surprise security checks.
Yeah, like, they could do that. And that could easily counter that, for sure. But I don't know why they would
also,
do that.
Also, like, I feel like this isn't very well thought out. So, say they take the doors off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how I was saying, like, with girls, you know, like, their business, whatever. Also, there's mean high schoolers. Like, what about somebody just walks in and starts snapping pictures of your coochie? And sending it around?
Yeah.
This whole thing is just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this was not well thought out.
I wonder, like, canceled. like, if they're going to have rebellious, like, issues, like, like their kids are gonna start taking shits like in the hallway or something.
I mean, might as well.
Well, because I feel like doors. I feel like they would, right?
I feel like that's a good protest.
I mean, kids got a different way to protest. Yeah. Like they're underage,
start
so they're like
on
whatever.
Your desk?
Yeah, kind of weird. I mean, I feel like if I was in high school, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like my old high school friends would have came up with a funky ass way to protest that.
I mean, in high school, I didn't really use the stalls. I just used a urinal.
Yeah,
really,
that's
I
true.
Never really,
yeah.
The only time I used the restrooms was when I played football. There was like private restrooms in there in the locker rooms. That's the only time I would go in the restrooms like that and use the toilet. So, I mean, that's just me, but I've actually seen a video where people were smoking in the restroom. And then this guy who's like playing a prank, he had like a walkie-talkie. He's like, oh, 456.
Oh, yeah.
Restroom, 456. Keys dangling, you know, everything like just moving around. He's like, we've got a 456. We got people smoking over here in the restroom. Copy that. All you see, bro, is somebody just jump over the stall, just crawl over. There's like three of them, bro. Yeah, just jumping over stalls and everything. And he puts the camera at their feet. They're over there hiding stuff and everything. It was just comedy.
Have you guys seen the pranks where they like wipe chocolate or Nutella on them?
Oh my God. Dude, I would lose my mind.
When they do it to babies.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that?
No. They're
like,
oh,
like,
yeah, but it's the parents.
Yeah. Like, hey, Artie, bring me toilet paper.
Yeah.
Okay. Wipe in. Just all over his face.
Have you seen the one where the little girl's like, gagging? She's like, it's okay, mom. And she's like,
yeah.
That
yeah.
one, she was really nice, yeah. The little girl.
Yeah.
What the? Man, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that to you one day when you forget. Oh, actually, I'm going to do it to your little sister. Grab the chunky peanut butter, mix it with like some chocolate syrup.
I feel like she might hit you.
I feel like she would, yeah. Do.
Hey, Jeannie, give me some toilet paper. There's some right there.
All right. here's something else that I found. Netflix is testing a new feature on their mobile app called Kids Clips. So essentially, you think about TikTok, but it's advertising potential Netflix shows to watch, but on the Netflix app. What do you guys think about
that?
So
it's like a sample show, but that's like a preview kind of to see
like
how
trailer.
They're showing.
Like a
showing
quick trailer though, I'm assuming. Like it's not like minutes long. I think it's probably like quick, you know, like attention
like
grabbing.
To predict like their audience, to see how many people would actually see the kids that actually interact with it and everything.
You know, I don't even know like what the motto behind it is because like, I mean, from the photo of you can see right here, if you can't see, go check us out on YouTube. But it's like a really like for a very younger audience, right? So like, I mean, you really don't gotta make a whole ass app to catch like a young kid's attention. I mean, you just gotta put something colorful that's cartoonish on the screen and they're gonna watch it anyways.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I feel like it's cool, but I feel like because on TikTok, like you keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and it's literally never ending. Like,
yeah.
The videos are there. So like, I feel like that would just be, I don't know, like it would be ending like it.
Yeah, so they're supposed to only limit it to 10 to 20 clips a day.
Oh.
Per phone?
Like, I'm assuming, yeah, like per app login or whatever.
I actually like that. It's better to monitor your kids like that, I guess. So yeah. They won't stay all day just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling all
My
day.
Thing about it is that it's just there to so that they can find what they wanted to watch most. And then they're just transferring from the app to the TV.
Mm.
Or if they're already on the app, I'm assuming they can click on it. Like a certain area where it'll just take them directly to that series.
I feel like it's kind of cool though, because like every day they'll like build up emotion and see like, oh, like I wonder what clips are gonna play today.
I guess
I guess so.
That's just okay. Say it's like us, right? We're sitting right here on our phone scrolling through and we're like, oh, crap, that looks good, you know. Just click it and just go to it. I think it's a good idea. That's what I think. I mean, I think it's good that they monitor the time though on it too for kids.
Yeah,
I don't know what I think. I don't really feel like I think anything about it.
Yeah, like, it's not, like, a bad idea, but we could have lived without it.
Yeah, I think that it's just, like, a... Well, honestly,
not necessary?
Yeah.
What I think is that TikTok created this platform that literally, like no one fucking thought of. Like, Zuckerberg and everyone else, like, over here, like, wrapping their head around why they can't retain, you know, people on their apps. And then TikTok comes out like, hey... Here's a shitty little app of just random videos.
30-second clips.
It's crazy because there's all ages on there. Yeah. Like, all ages, all
and it was weird. In the beginning, it was weird.
Remember when I was like, I'm not going to get that. Like, yeah. That's weird. Mm. Yeah.
I remember, like, I had listened to a different podcast where they were showing, like, reviewing the app because that was back when it was weird. And they were just showing random-ass videos of, like...
people dancing.
It was a lot of, like, fetish-type stuff. Like elf girls and, like... vampire guys, like,
oh, that's weird.
But like trying to be like sexual, like seductive.
Yeah. Is that before it turned into like a dancing platform?
Yeah. So then it kind of went into the
Charlie D'Amelio stage. Yeah.
Wait,
what was that other app where they used to dance?
Musically.
That's what it.
Or Vine.
Is.
Vine.
Isn't it basic? Isn't TikTok basically Musically?
I think it's the same thing.
I think they're the same. Yeah.
I feel like TikTok was kind of like Vine, and Vine died off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Vine had the same concept going, but they just didn't. Wasn't Vine limited to like 5 seconds or something?
Yeah, I think it was like 5 seconds or 10 seconds.
Like Vine was essentially supposed to be like a GIF with sound and be funny, but like it didn't really give you like enough time to do it. I mean, there was people that got really creative on Vine.
Yeah, though. for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, whenever like I like want to know something or I'm looking for something, I like go to TikTok.
Search it up on TikTok.
Yes, and I search it up, and there's like so many things. I love TikTok. Yeah. I still have friends that won't download it though.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Who?
Nancy.
Nancy, come on the show, Nancy. We're gonna get you to download TikTok and try it here.
We need to have a talk with you.
Yeah, Nancy.
I feel like if she gets on it, she'll get stuck on it.
I told her, I was like, please download it, because she doesn't have Instagram either.
That's actually pretty cool.
Oh,
though.
That's tight.
She says that Twitter and Snapchat is enough for her.
Yeah, I remember I just quit everything at once, but I think that's safe for the kids, honestly. Yeah. Because TikTok, man,
they're still going to be on TikTok, though. Sorry.
Some of the stuff that I see on TikTok, though, is pretty crazy.
And that's my thing is...
I think the same as well.
Like Netflix already has like advertisements on TikTok, so it's like, you know, but now they're just doing one for their own shows. But I'm just kind of like, I don't know. You couldn't have just made a better show some point. Like you got to make a whole app
it's to like, do this. It was unnecessary.
Yeah. Like it's just really like, I feel like every company now, I feel like is just trying to tap into that TikTok concept of just like scroll, like endless video content like Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts now, and I think Facebook has Facebook it too. Has
one, I think too.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, the only I feel like at some point LinkedIn is just gonna have like TikToks. Videos, like going around. It's just like employers, like, oh, we're hiring.
So does Netflix has its own thing, like is it or is it on the website? Like
it'll be on the app. Oh, okay. Yeah, on the phone app, which also I didn't know, but. Apparently, they have, like, games on the app. Like, Netflix games.
On what app?
You know what?
On the Netflix app.
Like, interactive shows and movies?
No, like, games. Like, I think they have, like, a Stranger Things game or something weird like that. I don't know.
Wait,
something
I was going to say the only thing I don't like on TikTok is how, like, you like something, right? And you're like, oh, like, I'm going to need that for later. And then when you try to find it later, you have to scroll through endless TikToks through all your likes. Like, I wish you could make, like, a playlist and label it, like, food,
makeup,
outfits, makeup, like.
I like that they have that feature on Instagram. When you can save, like, boards.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the concept of it. At the end of the day, I literally just hit save on Instagram and all of it just goes into the all pile. Mm-hmm. I still don't sort it. But, like, I like the concept of it.
I feel like for Instagram, I don't do it. But for TikToks, I would definitely do it because they're more information.
You know what? You could just download it, though, and make a new photo album of it. That's entitled
storage.
It that.
No, I guess. I just don't go liking all the TikToks, though.
I just like ones that I think that I'm going to be, like, that are going to be important.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, if I see something, because I'm like,
but then that's what she's saying. Then you have a bunch.
I have a bunch of liked ones.
Same. How much I'm like, oh, this salsa looks good. I'm going to make it one day.
Or like this mac and cheese for Thanksgiving or something. And I like all the one, when I'm not with Daniel, I like all the ones that I want to show him later because I don't want to send it to him because I want to see his reaction in person.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Man, there'd be like 50, 100 of them.
It's bro. Like a meme with Val sometimes.
Yeah.
But I send her stuff and she doesn't open them the same day. And then by the time she opens them, it's like 10 of them.
Yeah. But I like that she sends them to me. And I like sending TikToks to Soraya because she always answered. And I always answer hers.
Yeah, I only have one friend that actually texts back on TikTok. That we send him back and forth and he actually reacts. Because otherwise, I'm just sending him for no reason. I don't see your reaction on it.
Yeah.
Your input.
That's
you get me?
That's why I wait.
That's basically like what my group chat is with like my guy friends. It's just back and forth memes. Just mainly political. But no one says anything. We just like it. And then... But I think that in our own heads, like we know that it's informative. So it's like, oh, you know, like whenever we catch up, like every year or so, like we're going to bring this up.
Hey, did you see this? Did you see that? Yeah, I feel that.
And that's kind of it. But,
that's funny.
Yeah, sometimes I go on my TikTok page and then Soraya had sent me like some TikToks that I didn't see. But it's so easy to just like scroll, share, send, scroll, share, send. So like you don't even keep track. And then I go on and I'm like, oh, shoot, she sent like 10, you know?
Oopsies.
But because I'm going back and forth between my TikTok and then the podcast TikTok. So like no one's sending anything on the podcast one, but... If I go back to the other one, then she sent me some stuff, mainly just dogs.
Yeah, man. Like if I switch to, because I switched to TikTok for the podcast before, and I forgot to switch back, and I went back, bro, and I had like 11 from one friend, 12 from another, 9 from another, and it was just damn. It just, sometimes it feels like a task just going through all of them, especially if they're longer, just watching all of them.
So here's something that we were discussing earlier before we hit record, but what do you guys think about Ross and TJ Maxx getting rid of designer brands?
Depressed.
So mad.
I'm depressed. It's literally the only places I shop.
Me too. I'm so mad.
So wait, that includes like Marshalls and TJ Maxx, right?
Is Marshalls part of TJ Maxx?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I think they're all under like an umbrella company.
Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna say they didn't mention Dd's, but they're all the same.
Wait, I don't think Dd's has designer though.
Yeah,
they have like I've only seen like Steve Madden. There,
I've seen Steve
and
Madden.
What's other Betsy Johnson?
Levi's are there too.
I've seen Levi's. Mm.
So what they said they're gonna do? What brands?
I know it was like Under Armour, Steve Madden. There was a couple of other ones, but. I mean, I didn't really see anything that was like, I don't know. I mean, it does suck because like I feel like those are good stores to buy like good quality items.
We buy the North Face there a lot.
Yeah, that we do buy the North Face there a lot.
Wait, where?
TJ Maxx.
What?
I buy everything
or Marshalls.
There. Like
at TJ Maxx.
I mean, they're fun stores to shop at. Like no one's really going to like the actual stores, whether it's like, oh, it's the summer release. You know?
Maybe some people are, but we're not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not. I'm not in that bracket yet.
I'm not too affected by it, but I know this one. Pretty sure that one is, and your mom.
Yeah,
my
for
mom
sure.
too. My mom lives at Burlington.
Man, I live at Burlington too.
Bro, have you ever been to Burlington with one of them, bro? Literally, I'm pretty sure you have, right?
I'm like
all the time.
Man, you're sitting there on your phone, waiting for your phone to die, and then when it dies, it's even longer.
Bro, I'll be shopping, dude.
Yeah. Not me, bro.
We separate.
Yeah, you gotta go shopping. You gotta go find some stuff.
I hate shopping with Daniel.
No. It feels like a task with her sometimes, bro. Like, I ask her an opinion, bro, and she just doesn't give me a response. She's just still looking.
I guess like Omar's opinion. He's like, I don't care if you like it, get it. I'm like, that's not what I asked.
Okay, because here's my thing is, like, I feel like I don't want my opinion to influence how she's going to dress. Mm. Because at some point, like, I was attracted to her before I knew her.
And
she dressed a certain way. And so, like, why would you, like, be here trying to change how you dress for my opinion,
wait,
basically?
Wait, justify at some point. You're not attracted to me anymore?
Yes, I am. You just say dumb
Is
stuff all
I'm
the time.
Is it because I'm fat and pregnant now?
No. Aww.
My dad, when my mom would ask, like, my dad, like, oh, what does this shirt like nice? And he'd be like, are you buying it for me? Like, is it for me? And it's like a girl blouse. And my mom would just be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I get irritated because it's like, okay, I have two things, right? Like, for, I don't know, like, we're going somewhere and these are my two options. Like, what do you think looks better? I'm not saying go pick my whole outfit. Like, you like A, you like B, you like none of them. Like,
Daniel picks for me.
Sometimes nope. It's pretty hard, though. It's a pretty hard
decision. When I do pick for her, she's like, no, I would never wear that. And I'm like,
okay. Man. When you pick off the rag, when not when I'm giving you an option.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. It's like we're dating the same female. I met a guy one day, and we were discussing everything. Like, he's just talking about his wife. And I'm like, bro. We're doing the same thing. He's like, hey, they're all the same, brother. They're all the same. And I was like, damn.
Wait, I'm still stuck on this. When you said at some point.
Oh, my God. My God, you're overanalyzing it. What? At some point, what?
You were attracted to me.
I think he meant like.
Yes, when we were dating. Mm-hmm. Then obviously we were dating because I was attracted to you. But before we were dating, I was attracted to you and I found you attractive because you were you, not uh-huh. because you were you who was taking my opinion.
And like your style and everything.
Yeah, you got up, you dressed yourself, you bought your own clothes, and that's how you dress. And I was like, oh, wow, like I think she's really attractive.
She's going to go cry in the restroom after.
And then now if he puts input.
And if I put input, I don't want to influence the way that you dress because that's how you've always dressed before. So that's what I was attracted to since the beginning. So, like, why would you change it?
Like, make yourself someone you're not.
Yeah. Like, for me, like, I don't want her to dress the way she thinks I want her to dress. Like, I want her to pick something up and be like, hell yeah, like, I'm going to look good in this. Like, because she's always done that. Yeah. And that's how she's always dressed, which is what I initially found attractive.
Depending on a person, bro, it could have a lot of influence on you. You know, like, my mom. Like my stepdad would notice it. He'd be like, stop telling him shit. Stop telling him shit. You're going to make him do this or do that. Mm-hmm. Right. And that, like, I'd be trying to decide on something. My mom would tell me another thing. And while I'm trying to do this thing, and then I'll end up just leaning towards her thing.
That's how all moms are.
Get me? Yeah. Cause my mom's like, that's like, honestly, like, I feel like that's why I don't really like whenever I give input, like on certain things, like I always try to just be like, even like level-headed, like I don't like to, like, you know, like anything, like I don't really like to lean this way or this way, like if you ask me on an opinion or something, like, because I don't like to influence people's opinions unless they're asking for, like, I don't know, advice, like how to start a podcast, and I'm like, okay, yeah, here's a list, like diet and all, you know, set it up, I'll tell you how to do it. But like if it's an actual opinion on like advice and stuff like that, like I don't want to like influence your actions. So, like, I can tell you, like, hey, if you do A, this is going to be the outcome. And if you do B, this is possibly going to be the outcome. So, like, what outcome would you rather live with or something like that, you know? Instead of me saying, like, hey, you know, like, I would do this because that's what I would do. Because then you might just do that because...
You said
so. Because, yeah, like, I said that.
I get that.
This is also, like, super, super random, but it's getting creepy. I keep getting Find My iPhone alerts. On my phone. I just got one right now.
Like they're looking for your phone?
They're looking for my phone. Like, where are they looking for me? And I used to do it to Daniel. Like, remember, just to bug you? And I thought, like, when I first got it, I was like, oh, it's Daniel bugging me. And I meant to tell you.
That's pretty scary.
I just got one right now.
Like, have you guys, that reminds me of,
that's weird.
Have you seen those AirTags?
The AirTags? Yeah, that's instantly where my mind went too.
Yeah, same. It's like... Probably check your car.
Yeah.
After. We'll probably check your car after.
It's weird, right?
But it does it say that?
It's genius. Like, what does it say?
Find My iPhone alert. Like, it's the actual alert.
Because I've never seen those alerts. How do you request those alerts?
You have to request it, like, from another device that has your email and stuff.
Your login, yeah.
Let me see.
Do you think it's Genie from her iPad?
I said imagine.
Maybe. Are you logged into other devices?
To my Apple Watch. You have my Apple Watch.
Yeah, but it's dead at home.
And my iPad, which is at home.
No, that's but weird. I logged out of your
I got Apple one Watch. Here. I got one at my first job and at my second job.
Yeah, that's weird. Doing it all day?
No, this is the first day today. It's been like since the beginning of the week.
All day?
Just go to like the Find My iPhone app and then just turn it off.
It's weird, huh?
That is weird.
That is weird, though.
Creepy vibes.
Creepy vibes. Oh, I forgot. What were we talking about right now?
Like
constructive criticism and opinions. Yeah. I'll take that any day. Constructive criticism.
Yeah, I love constructive criticism. Yeah, for sure. All day.
I'm too sensitive for that.
I could feel that.
Yeah. Because I feel like I don't like people like beating around the bush. Like, I don't know. Like, if my podcast sucks, like, just tell me, you know? Like, it's not going to make me stop doing it, but, like, at least I know that you think it sucks, which I don't care about, but...
We get a bunch of messages. Your podcast sucks.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
like just excessively aggressive. No, we can't do
Christ
that.
Cries in Spanish.
It's just.
We should get that meme on here, huh? Cries in Spanish.
I use that at work for everything, and like everyone just knows that's like my signature meme at work.
Your meme?
Cries in Spanish. That's so funny. Signature meme. I don't have a signature meme. Man. Oh, you know what I do? It's that Bratz doll, and she's like
with the chongo.
Yes, her chongo. And she's like, here, and she has like a fur coat, but she's like dying.
Oh, that oh is my yours, god, yeah. That is.
You
yours.
Know which one else? The is mine. The one that's with the that's like and I oop.
And I oop.
And I oop.
Uh-huh. Oh, the black lady with the teacup.
Uh-huh.
And oh, short hair. That like, one's and funny. Oop. Yeah.
I remember the sound, but I had to like remember.
That's
the
my
meme.
Favorite.
I don't know who put this on the our organization board. But it was one of the topics in there, opposite sex best friends.
Who put that?
My father.
Did he?
My father put that up there, yes.
What's okay. His? What's
so dad. Shout out to Dino's dad.
If you're watching.
Yeah, this topic's for you. Come
wait,
on
the
show. If you're
watching, this one's for you.
Wait, let's see. What's his take on it, Papa Dino?
Well, we'll have to ask him.
He,
Papa Dinosaur?
Here. Honestly, I don't think he likes it.
No?
Honestly, I don't think he respects it.
Me and Daniel's dad fight a lot.
Yeah,
they don't fight. They debate a lot.
Oh yeah, and I then love it a good debate.
And then it gets physical.
What?
Yeah, they start so they brawling. Fight. Yeah, they start brawling each other.
He
bro.
Starts punching me with his punching gloves.
She just throws something at my dad. My dad's like, starts running up to her, and she's like crawling up. And it's not abuse. It's love abuse. Right? It's love.
But
all right. So what do you guys think?
Opposite sex best friend.
I think there's a lot of factors. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First of all. If I got with Omar, where he had this best friend for 4 years, and she was obviously, like, one, not a bitch to me, two, like, it wasn't weird. Because you know how there's, like, girls that are like, this is my best friend, but they low-key, like, want to fuck
like
them?
The TikToks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the POVs.
So, like, that would be an issue, right? Yeah. But, like, if it was legit, like, a best friend that you guys have been best friends forever, and now she's my friend, then I don't think it's an issue. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden, after 4 years, homeboy's like, oh, my best friend, Samantha.
Like that you never heard of or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's going to be an issue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, okay, okay.
I
that's
get
like,
that.
Okay, that's like saying, if Mango was a girl, would you respect it? And I'm at his house every day the way I am no. And everything.
That'd shout out to Mango.
You see?
Yeah.
Come on the show.
Okay, because
shout out to Mango. Come on the show.
Daniel spends the night at Mangy's, like goes to watch
oh,
movies.
Oh, yeah. Then,
right?
But I'm saying, though, if it's a female best friend that I've known for that long.
Then invite me,
12,
too.
13 years that I've known him.
But you're not the best friend, Val.
Would you respect it?
No.
But I don't know. I feel like spending the night, though, that's, like, different.
Right. Excessive.
Yeah.
That's, like, well, I get it, when you're younger, right? But, like, now you're, like, in a relationship, assuming that this girl is probably in a relationship, too. Like, why are you guys having little sleepovers?
Yeah, yeah, I think if your friend Mango was a girl, the sleepover part would probably not exist.
Because
it'd be a little more awkward.
Yeah.
As partaking to, like, her parents and like your parents, like it'd be more different, you know,
more normal.
Yeah, as far as like, you know, watching movies or whatever, like I feel like that'd be fine through best friends, whether they were the same sex or opposite sex. But like the sleepover part, yeah, I feel like you wouldn't be doing that with an opposite sex best friend. Not like for fun, maybe if I don't know, you guys like got drunk or something, like at a party, then yeah, right?
Yeah.
But like not just like a Saturday night, you know, sleepover.
Hey, it's Monday, I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Get your comfies on.
what if you and the best friend were raised together? Just raised from the ground up, from the womb, basically.
So you're more like siblings.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of very, very close cousins type of thing.
But I think it's the same, right?
Would it be the same? You think so?
Yeah, because I don't think that. Okay, like I think that at a certain age, you would realize, like, even if no matter how close you were, you'd realize, like, hey, it's maybe a little odd that we're having sleepovers.
Or not even so much right. Odd. Maybe it's just, my significant other won't, like, this isn't being considered to my significant other.
Yeah. Okay, I feel that.
So I think it would be like, I think it's definitely hard because if you had a best friend that was the opposite sex prior to your relationship for like X amount of years, like let's say a large amount of years, like I don't think it'd be cool for your new partner to come in and be like, hey, I don't want them to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be cool for you to be doing shit that's gonna put them that's gonna make them worried or like make them not trust you or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And also if they were your life, like lifetime, like whatever best friend, they would understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I honestly, like, I feel like relationships just change when you get into a relationship. Like, I feel like friendships go away. new ones come up, and then, you know, it's just a roller coaster. Like, the person that's like riding it with you is your significant other.
Yeah,
like,
for sure, know. For sure.
So
Val, I mean, seconds you can, that opinion.
You can lose friends, so you can gain friends. So does me and Baby Artie. but yeah, I think that I mean, to each their own, though. You know, like some, there's people out there that don't mind it at all. Like, even if it was an opposite sex sleepover, like all the time. Like, there's, you know, people that are real comfortable with their relationship. Like, so if they're one of those people, I mean, that's cool. But for my opinion, at least, I think it'd just be an equal party of the person who has the opposite sex best friend doesn't do anything that would, you know, make their partner not trust them or make them worried or whatever. And then the new partner also doesn't really have the right to tell them that you should leave your friendship at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I think it's in between there, like, you know, together they would kind of figure it out however it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a, I feel like it's like a mutual respect thing.
Yeah.
You get me?
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, I'm not going to tell you that you can't have these friends,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want you to go do nothing stupid.
Yeah. You feel me? And you'd have to like understand your partner too. Cause if you got with a partner that was like I said, like they didn't care or like, but they genuinely didn't care. They didn't just say like, oh, I didn't care. Like, and then actually care. Like if they genuinely didn't care, they were comfortable with it, whatever. And like you felt okay doing it, then cool. But like if you have a partner that was like, you know, regular and like they never really butted in on it, then you would just make your decisions out of respect for them. But if you had a partner that like had a lot of trust issues in the past and like they were always worried about things, like even though it wasn't you that caused that trust to them in the past, like I think you should still respect that and then help them heal that, yeah, with your own actions. Yeah. And to get a point, get to a point to where you can, you know, maybe get them to an even playing field so that you can work from there. But yeah, I think it's a big gray area. But I think, yeah, to each their own, whatever couple can figure out,
you know? Yeah, I just feel like there's a bunch of things that play on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. There's for sure a bunch of things that play on it. But I know that even like as the best friend, because I've had a close girlfriend before, right? And then she ended up getting into a serious relationship.
Val almost broke her neck. She's like, I've never heard of that.
Right. You know, they got in a relationship and then they eventually started going even further and further and further. I feel like just a respect thing. I just, you know, lean back and don't stop like texting as much. You know what I'm saying? Because if I was in that position, you know, seeing somebody text that, you know?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. I mean, that's just me personally.
Yeah, and you can't really like, I don't know, like if it was your best friend and you kind of saw that they were drifting away because they got in a relationship, like if you've been a best friend for life, you might have already seen them in relationships and out of relationships. So you already kind of know the process if they go away and come back or however. But you also can't be like chasing after them because then it's going to seem like you are more than a best friend or trying to be more than a best friend, maybe, you know, especially with like you being the guy on the end trying to follow the relationship of the girl best friend. Like it might seem a little odd, unfortunately, but. Yeah, that's a pretty good topic
there. Yeah. Shout out to my dad. Huh?
Yeah,
shout out to my dad.
Thanks, it's Papa, you know, Dinosaur.
Papa Dino. Papa Dino. You know why, though?
It's that sounds like a good pizza parlor. Papa Dino's. Huh?
Papa Dino's. Papa Dinosaur.
Coming soon, 2022, end of October. Remember that. But
end of October.
The reason why that came up, bro, is because my dad be debating with my little sister, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Bad, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so dude, funny, like, though. It's bad. He's like... Man, like,
she's like,
I have to record her, bro.
She's like in like a little middle school age, and uh-huh. It's just so funny, like watching her debate with his dad.
I feel like that's really good though, because like, there's like a whole thing now, especially with like the media and the way the media has been working. That like, I at least on my end, I feel like people don't really know how to formulate their own opinions anymore. It's just like this is what I think because this is what I saw and this is what everyone else thinks. So I don't want to be the one that's different and think something else because I didn't do enough research to have my own opinion. But for your dad
and
to do that,
to have a different opinion.
Yeah. But for your dad to do that with your sister, like especially at a young age, it like gets her brain working to, you know, especially if she's disagreeing with him, then she's obviously like fighting it and finding her own way to formulate her opinions.
She could just be disagreeing,
you know?
To test him too.
Yeah, yeah. Even if she just wants a even if she's just messing around and likes to see your dad get upset or whatever, like it's still working her brain, you know.
Yeah, it probably does. Like it's like in all aspects, bro. Like boys especially, bro, because he tries telling her like, oh, these little boys are gonna do this and that, this and that. And I was a little boy, obviously, at one point, right? And I obviously did the things that he was saying.
Yeah.
So I tried telling her too, but she's just. In one ear, out the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's in like, middle school, so she knows everything right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bro, but yeah. She's in middle school, bro, but she acts like she's a senior.
No, I really, like, forget that she's in middle school because I feel like I'm talking to, like, at least a 17-year-old. She's, like, mature. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, good. Yeah, she's, like, really mature. Annoying. But mature, yeah, for sure.
What else have you guys, seen any interesting things going around lately?
Didn't you mention something about like the haircut being banned?
The Edgar cut, yeah. So they're banning the Edgar cut. I don't know if I put that in here. I don't think I did. I think it was a high school in Texas was like signing a petition or something.
Petition.
They were signing a petition. What is wrong with me? They were signing a petition to ban the Edgar cut from school. And now it's like a trending thing that like they somehow tied it back to like the indigenous people with like because there's photos of them with that same haircut and they're like, oh, it's racist. Like you're trying to ban it now.
Oh,
like whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Cancel culture.
I think they're just trying to like tie it so that they don't ban it, you know. But I mean, I feel like the school's in the wrong.
But wait, why do they want to cancel it?
Especially
because it's distracting. I don't understand how that is.
Like dress code.
Do you guys remember like the age of like the shufflers with like the fucking big. Bro, you guys want to talk about distracting.
Yeah, was distracting.
The blowouts that were like it was competition to see whose was higher.
No, Edgar cut is distracting me.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys a photo of this guy. I don't know who he is. I'll blur out his face. But I'm going to send you a message in the group chat in my 7th grade yearbook. And his hair is out of the frame.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, it's out of the frame.
Can we add it to the YouTube video and just distract his face
I mean,
out?
Yeah, we could post it on the story, too, yeah.
We had a guy in our high school have a pretty big one, too. And it looked so bad when they didn't do their hair, like, because they had it cut like a mushroom. Like, yeah, it just looked all weird.
It looks like the Addams Family guy. You know, the one that has the hair all over his body.
Yeah. They had to, like, do it every single day. They probably didn't. They probably just slept in it. And just like fixed it a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably. I mean,
damn, imagine how long their bed has to be though. they gotta have like the super sized bed, like super long.
Gotta lay the sideways.
Alaskan and everything, King.
Yeah.
I'm saying like imagine like the amount of hair gel they have to use.
Yeah.
That is true.
It literally looks
imagine
shiny.
Wash days? Oh. How hard?
Yeah, that sounds gross. But yeah, that high school was trying to ban it or whatever.
Key. This is also in Texas, along with the stalls.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with Texas.
It could be at the same high school. Who knows? You know, they're trying to ban the haircuts. They're trying to take the doors off.
They're probably tired of their students.
Maybe.
I've heard that this year has been so, so bad for students. Like, horrible, like that they literally don't care. Like
probably, I mean, yeah.
They were just stealing like water fountains like 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? The diabolical licks.
Yeah.
Devious licks. Diabolical.
I think it's because they were
Nefarious
off for that whole.
Nefarious licks.
Yeah, I think it's because they're all off for that whole year. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what? If I was the principal at a school and they stole the fucking water fountains out of my shit. Take the doors off the stalls.
Take the
doors off. Get the haircuts banned. Till I get my water fountains
you
back.
You motherfuckers want to take my fountain? I'm taking your motherfucking doors.
I'm taking privacy, your hair.
Gone.
That's so funny.
Hair? Gone.
Yeah.
Hair? That's hair? Was, gone.
Everything's gone.
I don't know, man.
Imagine all the Edgars rioting.
Dude, like, have you seen how they took away the backpacks, too?
No,
I've seen
didn't.
That, and then they're like, "Oh, people are coming with like crazy shit as backpacks."
Yeah, they're coming with shopping carts
shopping
or like
carts.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their siblings like strollers.
Why did they take the backpacks away?
I saw that
away?
Like a challenge, well, I think it's like anything
threat,
but a backpack
threat,
day.
I guess, or something.
Yeah, that's I what I thought it was. I thought it was just like a day out of the year that it was like.
Well, I saw that, but then I saw two for like there was like
shooting
a threat,
threat
at a
yeah.
school, so they were like taking backpacks out.
Oh, they took some crazy.
Did you guys
a potato sack?
Wait, do you guys remember that when maybe you guys weren't even in high school yet, but at some point it was a trend to use cereal boxes?
cereal boxes. That's what.
Yeah. As a backpack. What? Do you remember that?
No.
I swear to God, my kids would show up. Maybe. It was just
Omar?
Shout out to Fohai.
No. It was only Omar?
That's why. That's what's Fohai.
No, I didn't wear a stupid ass shoebox. Like, people would use a shoebox and literally a cereal box. And tie like two strings to it and then just wear it. Like,
do you guys remember
that? Dude had notebooks and a box of pops.
That sounds familiar.
Do you guys remember when like making like duct tape wallets and backpacks? Yeah. I made a purse, like a satchel.
No, you didn't.
I swear my life, I made a hot pink satchel. It was like this big.
Did your mom help you?
No, she was just like, oh, how cool.
I love her.
Soraya was walking around school like she ate that up.
I didn't wear it to school.
Then what did you do with it?
I wore it like on weekends. It was like my weekend satchel.
Hey guys, I made this. Selling it. Sell
them? No, I didn't sell it. It was hot pink, though. It was the hot pink duct tape.
I don't know which duct tape you're talking about.
I don't think I wore it to school.
Cheetah print?
You probably did.
I don't think I wore it to school.
I don't know. I'll be bragging about that in school. I remember my pops a wallet like that, too, before.
I feel like the duct tape wallets lasted forever.
Oh yeah.
No. Imagine my purse.
Do you guys remember like Do you guys remember like the Elmo trend and like the Cookie Monster trend?
No.
You guys don't remember like the Elmo shirts and the Cookie Monster
shirts? I remember the Cookie Monster freaking pajamas that everyone would wear to school.
Okay, wait. I don't remember so that. I wanted an Elmo backpack so bad. In fifth grade, and they were expensive at the time. They're like $50 because they were in trend. So we went to Santee Alley with my dad, and he bought me one for like $10. And I go back to school like so happy.
And it wasn't real Elmo.
No, it was Elmo, but everybody's like, "Oh my gosh! Like, what's wrong with your Elmo's eyes? Like, he looks so high." The Elmo's eyes were like so red, and I thought nobody would notice.
Val's over here like painting them white.
I was so sad. I still wore it.
That's funny.
I just liked Emma in general, though, like growing up and everything.
You guys remember those shirts that had like the SpongeBob with like the diamond rings?
Oh my
god. And like the big ass teeth.
The grill.
And the big chain.
Thug SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that those are coming back?
No.
Please, they're selling them for like $50.
Who?
$50 a pop. I've seen them on like the vintage, like thrift store pages.
No, yeah, those like vintage thrift store pages are out of pocket all the time.
What's the Robbie's Slobby's World?
Slobby's World? Have you guys ever seen Slobby's World?
That show's
amazing.
What is it?
It's like a guy who has like a store like that. He sells like vintage, but he sells vintage designer, not vintage here's a 70s shirt from fucking this high school.
Like good knockoffs too, but he'll tell you like it's a knockoff, but it's like really good quality. So it's super
it's like
cool.
Exact. Well, they're not knockoffs; they're reps.
Reps.
Yeah, which means that they're basically exactly the same.
That's cool.
But he has these overalls that are
Louis Vuitton.
They're fucking hard.
They're tight.
They
look like Carhartt cut.
You know what I want for Christmas now?
And he goes to like the swap meet or whatever, and then he'll just be like. He has a whole squad. Like, they all go. They all know their shit. And they're just like, and then they're like, yeah, how much for this or whatever? And then they buy and they're like, yeah, this is fucking this from this year. Like, easily going to sell for $10,000. Yeah. You guys should watch it. That's a really good show.
It's really good.
Is that on YouTube? Or
no, I think it's on Netflix. Which they didn't take it off.
I'm about to go on Netflix.
Yeah.
He seems so cool, too. Like, he does. Like... He's I want to meet him and be friends with him.
We were thinking about going to a store. What is it called?
Oh, I can't even remember right now.
Where is it? LA?
It's in Nevada.
I'd invite him to the podcast.
Yeah, Slobby, come on the podcast.
Slobby.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me.
We're going to make a little a reel about this, and we're going to tag you.
We want you to come.
Yeah. Come bring us some overalls.
Yeah, some Louis overalls. Yeah.
For Christmas.
Generation Cool.
Oh, Generation Cool.
Is he older?
He doesn't look that old, no.
No.
That's
okay.
Cool.
No. I'm just saying that's so he'll come on the podcast.
So right now.
This is him.
He looks cool. Yeah, he looks
tight.
That's cool.
Since you mentioned like another state such as Nevada.
Uh-huh.
We said we were gonna get to this, right?
Oh my God,
last episode.
Yes. No. I was listening to the podcast. I didn't find out why you think New York isn't real.
She's getting exposed today, everybody. She's getting exposed today.
Hurry up, because my finger's on the cancel button, so tell us why.
So listen.
Because I know people that have gone to New York. Listen,
me too.
She doesn't, wherever she doesn't go, in her mind, it doesn't exist.
So nothing except for California. Nothing.
So here and McDonald's.
San Francisco, San Diego.
That's California, honey.
Oh, yeah, California.
She thinks it's
California
an illusion.
California exists. It is.
Yeah, what about everything else?
So when you
Mexico
fly.
Mexico doesn't exist. Your mom lied. She's not from there.
I don't think that it doesn't exist. It's just not part of my brain. It doesn't comprehend.
So unless she goes there, it doesn't exist for her. So if you go on a plane and you try to go to New York, it's just going to be like an illusion. Like an illusion just right here. You just circled around and just landed in its illusion.
I just okay. I just say it doesn't exist because I just don't care for it. Like, why do I care about Alaska? Wait, actually, I think I like Alaska.
I've never been.
Alaska exists for me.
So you make up a whole map of whatever you want to be existing in your head.
Literally, that's what I do in my head.
And then you wonder why we bully you on the podcast.
Honestly, if you guys saw the last podcast and I said my interesting fact and you guys didn't notice like how mean they all are to me, that's like on a daily basis. Anyway,
we literally just said that it's not interesting that you're an Aries.
Anyways,
also I'm never mean to you.
That's true. Siraj is something. I just make a map in my head of what I want to exist and where I want to go, like Greece.
So Greece exists,
yes,
but New York doesn't.
Greece is actually fake. It doesn't exist.
New York will exist when I go, but until I go, it's just non-existent.
So you're basically playing like a video game. Like when you get there, you unlock that portion.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. Like GTA. Like
right now, it's just like black.
Yeah, it's just black until she gets there.
Like, there's no memories like of it. Like Greece, I think there's memories of it because I want to go there. I don't know when I actually look it up. New York, like I do see it. I see it on TikToks and stuff.
Yeah, New York's an extremely popular state.
No.
It's not?
Okay, let's get to this ending segment here.
I don't want it to exist, so it doesn't.
So that we can sign off for the day.
So we're introducing a new segment. At the end of each episode, we will pull a card of what is called?
We're Not Really Strangers. So it's a card game here made by another podcaster. Her name is Thoraya.
Really?
Yeah.
I told you. And he thought I was drunk.
And she, she like puts up a sign like in random.
Wait,
like,
this is her game?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We put up like, or she'll put up like a random sign in the park, and it's like anonymous, so like the camera's recording like one way, but the microphone's facing the opposite way, so that your back will be facing on the camera or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it'll be like, oh, tell a secret or like something, and people walk up like in a random park, and like there's like some deep shit on there. Like
she also has like a voicemail you could call, like, and anonymously leave a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells you like it's gonna be played on a podcast. And it's so sad.
Yeah, well,
tag her. I've seen those kind of videos like on YouTube about like share like the deepest secret you've had, and they do be like, man, super.
Yeah.
Sad.
So like, so in order to play the game, initially you're supposed to go through all the cards with, you know, a couple people, but there's sections 1, 2, and 3. So as the higher number it goes, the deeper the questions get. But I thought that it'd be cool for the ending segment that we just pull one from every section.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm nervous.
So am I. One.
Do we get like a skip?
Or here, I'll do one section one first, okay? So here is, what do you think my go-to karaoke song is?
Katy Perry, Fireworks.
For me?
Yes.
Bro, what do you think, Squish?
I think,
Ooh.
Okay, what if everybody answers for like a different person?
Okay.
Because
okay.
If we each answer for each one of us, I mean, that's going to be a lot of answers.
Okay, I'll answer
but
for Omar.
Dino already answered for me.
Oh, was that a serious answer?
No.
Okay, you can answer for me then.
Only because you'd be singing your heart out to it. What's it called? Ya Superame? Is that what it's called?
I was going to say something in Spanish for sure. Yeah.
Is that what it's called though? Yeah, right?
Yeah. I guess we can just go this way, so then I'll do Dino.
I'll do Soraya then.
Dino, I feel like, oh man, I don't even know what kind of music he listens to. I feel like something like,
Katy Perry. I don't even know my own music.
Like rap, but like rap's not karaoke.
It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's rap. There's like rap on karaoke. I mean, I've never been to karaoke night, but okay, let's say. I feel like Dino knows like word for word to Gangster's Paradise.
Ooh, that's a great song.
I actually do know word for word for that. Okay. But that isn't my karaoke. It is a Careless Whisper. What is
it? It's not Careless Whisper. All right, go Dino for Val. It seems so
loud. I wish that's that mine.
What's mine? Yours? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Cardi B Through Your Phone. Is that it? Bro, I don't even be doing nothing, right? Song comes on. I just want to break up all your shit. Damn, bro.
I was going to say that for you because he sings the chorus.
So you guys are a duo here.
Yes.
Duo, team duo.
Okay. Soraya, I don't know. I feel like anything Karin León.
Probably, too.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have, like, a song, though. Like, I don't know what you listen to. I feel like one day it's, like, something sweet, and then the other day it's, like...
Yeah, my playlist is wild.
Mm-hmm. What would you say it is?
Mine? I think it'd be Los Laureles.
I never heard that song.
The one that I always sing in the car. Oh.
Look at
next question. All right. Here goes question from the second deck. What's your father's name? And tell me one thing about him.
Oh, okay. Soraya.
My dad's name is Edgar. And I think that I picked up a lot of my hard work ethic from my dad.
I'm next.
Yeah, go ahead, Soraya.
My dad's name is Guillermo, and I don't know. He's a gardener.
My dad's name is Daniel, and he's getting old, bro. That's it. He's getting old. His mentality is old, right? His mentality is older than what he really is.
My dad's name is Edgar. And
oh my god, you guys too? Have the same dad?
Oh my god.
What in the world?
My dad's name is Edgar, and I think he has a soft spot for me. Like, out of all his children, I think it's me.
We're all going to disagree and that's say...
Aries, that's Aries shit.
That's Val's Aries showing.
Shit. Revolving it around her.
My Aries came out.
I think I'm the favorite. She's a weird one.
All right, here is card from deck number 3.
I'm scared.
Based on what you learned about me, does my social media accurately reflect who I am? Why or why not?
Dino's social media does not reflect him at all, no.
Which one?
He has like 5 accounts and there's 0 posts on all of them.
I was
going
to say he doesn't have anything.
Yeah,
so.
they don't reflect you at all.
I have my Dino G Royal one.
They still don't reflect you, no.
Okay. I honestly think it does reflect you.
Strongly
like totally.
Agree.
I think everybody can agree with that, dude.
Mm-hmm. Strongly nice. Agree.
I don't like it. Now imagine.
You do Soraya.
I feel like Soraya's does. I feel like she doesn't post too often as far as like actual posts. But I feel like her stories reflect a lot of who she is.
It's all the cows.
Like, dogs and the cows and now the baby. Mm-hmm. I think it does. I don't think there's anything phony going on there.
Let's see, Val. I'm like, what do you post? I don't know. You delete everything you post.
You haven't seen my Instagram lately? There's like at least 10 posts on there.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm just used to deleting them. Yeah, I feel like it does do like little aesthetic posts. Yeah.
Cool.
So Dino's the only funny one here.
Yeah. I don't understand. What do I do?
Well, you don't post anything.
What about
your social media is just non-existent.
What about my main MW Menace one?
There's nothing on there.
You know it's just a picture of me. It does, because it's you when you're a little baby, like, with the Dodgers. Or did you delete that one?
Yeah.
He posted a picture the other day.
You deleted that one?
A
minute?
I posted a selfie of me.
Yeah.
We need to end the podcast now.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't think it reflects you. It's just a selfie, so... I don't know.
All right, I'm going to say that about yours. That's all my comment.
Okay. All right, guys. That's going to be episode 2 wrapped up for you guys. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode and then our new little segment at the end here. We're hoping to do this every episode as far as like the ending segment till we get through all the cards. So check us out on YouTube. Subscribe there. Give us some likes on our videos, reels, TikTok, at Culture Shock Podcast on pretty much everything. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, shoot us a review on there. It'll help us out with getting some more listeners and getting this thing out there a little bit more. Anybody want to say anything before we leave?
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for all the supporters. We appreciate you.
Mom, Dad.
leave a good message behind our thing.
Yeah.
And
tell your dad to give us some more topics.
All right, I'll tell him to give us more topics. Yeah. I think he would give us something some, but good.
He'll literally write a note. Just add a chair right there for Papa Dinosaur.
He'd give us some political things, but we'll see what happens next time, guys.
All right, cool.
All right, toodles. Bye. Bye.